we heard some stats from Miriam just before the break, and I actually pulled some stats too on this walkaway wife scenario. Nearly a third of women who divorce in midlife report being happier afterward. And in a related study, 100% of men also report.
The two of you are really pulling the numbers out today.
Yeah, aren't
you?
Yeah.
This is like seriously. An interesting topic for you guys.
No, it's just, I guess, you know, I've heard a few stories over the years where a buddy of mine has come home and a few of the things are cleaned out of the house.
The TV, the couch.
No, not even that. Just clothes and some other little artifacts are gone. And they get a text like a couple of days later. This is fact that I've left. I'm now living here and just didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh.
But you must hear that in the office from people.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Right? You know, someone will say, I'm going to visit someone, an old friend, and then, you know, they don't come back, essentially. They will send a text. They will, you know, almost pull away. Not helpful at all. And it's also, that's a very immature way to handle things.
Yeah, well, I know a woman that lived was living in the Ottawa Valley and packed up shop, took the two kids and moved back to her parents in the Mississauga area. And started her life over again in her early 30s, and she's very successful. So, I mean, they just got up and left. Hubby wasn't around, didn't come home for another week, and was freaking out that the kids and his wife were gone.
Yeah, but interesting, he didn't come home for a week, so whatever happened there. But when you say most women are happy with their decision, that's different than people who just impulsively make a decision and they're gone. So when that study you referenced, I think what that's reflecting, that happiness, is that it was well thought out. Mm-hmm. Like it was someone that probably put a lot of energy into making the marriage work, and then they decided, no, I can't put any more energy of myself into that. You know, I think the other piece is that divorce used to carry a lot of stigma, especially for women, but as we all know, that's changed. And as I said earlier, women realize, like, you know, 40s, 50s, that's young. They want fulfillment, connection, and purpose. So the social pressures that once kept women in unhappy marriages, that's just not that powerful anymore. So that falls on the partner to make that marriage positive and worthwhile, both directions. So that's what I'm saying. When it's reflective, when I've seen people, when they've come in for therapy and they're like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm not happy. I don't want to be here. My approach with that is, all right, well, that's how you're feeling in this moment. We really have to figure out how, whatever decision you make, you're going to be good with this. So that means before you leave a marriage, you give it 100%. And you make sure that at the end of the day, whatever decision you make, that you are sitting well with that. Because if you leave and you're not really sure, then that can be quite unsettling. But, you know, I hear often people, they've gone for therapy and someone will say to them, well, I think it's really good you do a trial separation. No, do not do trial separations unless you've given 100% to a trial great marriage where you're really working hard on that partnership. Because as Miriam pointed out earlier, the cost of leaving is huge, not just financial, but emotionally, stress, dividing assets. So it's not grass is greener kind of scenario. But at the same time, as you said, the women who participated in these studies, they were happy with their decision, but it's likely because they have given so much effort that they realize the only way their life is going to change is if they do it independently.
Tight for time. What are some of the signs? Do we have some signs that potentially this could be happening in the relationship?
Yeah, for sure. So if you're listening and you're kind of stressed about, uh-oh, is this my marriage? You know, don't wait until your partner's walking out the door before you start showing up. Ask questions, express appreciation, and make those consistent efforts. You know, and when you make efforts, that means allowing yourself to be vulnerable to the answer. So that emotional openness is key. And many men in particular underestimate how far asking questions and caring about the response can go. It can have a great effect, and it can be the thing that tips the relationship from walking away to staying and working on it. So it's very important that if your spouse has tried to express unhappiness, mm-hmm. they've pushed for change, and they haven't seen any change from you, that you will see them quietly detach. So it's important that you respond to that detachment. You invest, ask questions, be caring and loving.
Good topic today.
Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Julie. Where can people track you down if they want life to be better?
Look us up at Galthorpe Therapists. And we also have a new blog. If you go on our website, which is galthorpetherapist.com, you'll see that there's different topics on there that can be helpful during whatever challenge you're going through.